It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. And we're in Oxford tonight for a divisional battle between the Harpersville-Afton Hornets and the Oxford Blackhawks. Welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara. Pre-game show, of course, brought to you by Cork and the crew over at Chambers in O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers in O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Now, folks, these are two teams battling in the division. Harpersville-Afton comes in at 2-0, Oxford at 1-1. These are two very talented teams, and when they played each other last year, it came down to the final play with the Hornets escaping with a three-point win, 24-21. So we're set to have a good one here tonight under the lights in Oxford between the Blackhawks and the Hornets. We'll take a quick break on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from Oxford head coach Jeff Newton. We'll also hear from Harpersville head coach Tim Petras at halftime between Harpersville-Afton and Oxford. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, again, we'll hear from Oxford head coach Jeff Newton on Nate Lowe. And you're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River. Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer, each and every day.
Nate Lowell here for WCDO Sports. Friday Night Football here on CDO, and Oxford is hosting Harpersville-Afton in a great division matchup here tonight. And we're pleased to be joined by Oxford head coach Jeff Newton. Coach, first off, thanks for joining us. Has to be exciting to get a chance to play Harpersville-Afton on your home field under the lights. It sounds like a good little rivalry brewing between the two sides.
Yes, it'll be a great matchup tonight. We do have Harpersville, which has dominated in their first two games. We are coming off a struggling loss, and we're really eager to get back at it.
Coach, I know week one you had a great showing against Bainbridge-Guilford, and then you ran into Walton last week. Of course, they just are always such a machine and so hard to go up against. What's been your message to your team this week as you look to bounce back?
The message is come out with a vengeance. You know, we definitely played our worst game of the year. We did not play as a team, and pretty much my message to the team this week was you got to play as a family, you got to play together. We had a lot of miscues during the game last week, and I think our team as a whole had a horrible game, and we're really looking to bounce back, like I said, to get to that Bainbridge kind of atmosphere of, you know, having fun out there, flying around, and hitting people, you know. I think Walton last week, they really brought it to us, you know, and I think our kids were shocked that that they were as powerful as they were, and you know, I think we were a little timid last week. So this week, we're going to come out fired up and ready to go.
Coach, it really seems like you've taken the bull by the horns here with this Oxford program, and you have 12 seniors. You guys had a really nice year last year, and it's the first time in a while that, you know, Oxford has really been on the scene. With these 12 seniors, what is their goal this year as you continue to build this program in the right direction?
You know, like I said, last year was a rebuilding year for us. Oxford won two games in the previous 3 years, and really it was building something. I think last week at Walton we kind of fell back into the old regime of doing what you want, not doing what you thought kind of thing. I expressed to them the work ethic and the discipline that goes along with football and the success that you can have from it. 12 seniors this year, I think they know the talent they have, as you saw with 600 and some yards of offense. Bainbridge, and Bainbridge is not a bad team. Bainbridge is a good team. I think these 12 seniors through the offseason work and stuff have really set their goals high, which they should have. And, you know, we're looking to bounce back. We're looking to go win out, go get to Tioga, to, you know, go in and battle with Tioga.
Coach, can you talk about your senior quarterback, Angelo Gonzalez? Seems like he is a great leader on this team, and of course, if you read the local headlines, it looks like he has a great weapon in Nick Neer, a wide receiver for you. It looks like a great 1-2 combo right there.
Angelo has a great arm, and last Friday night at Walton, you know, he he was quite rattled. We were getting a lot of pressure. He's a great quarterback as long as he keep his head in the game. And Nick Meir, he's a kid that just, you can throw the ball up anywhere and he can adjust to it and make plays. He's also a really heck of a runner. In the first game against Bainbridge, I mean, he had 10 carries for 175 yards rushing. Once you get the kid the ball, he's a hard kid to bring down. The kid really can do everything.
And, Coach, my last question for you before you battle with Harpersville Afton here. The Hornets, what do they bring to the table that you think your team needs to focus on and try to stop to get a win on Friday night?
I think they're watching the films and everything. I really think they're a good team, and we have to play disciplined on defense. I think that's the key to the win is our defense needs to do their job, and if they do, I think we'll be successful. If they come like they did last week against Wolin, I think we're in trouble. Like I said, I think our defense is the key this week. If our defense can do their job and contain, I think we'll be all right.
Oxford head coach Jeff Newton, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Harpersville Afton.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with Friday Night Football, Oxford and Harpersville Afton on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And just wrapping up the national anthem here, folks, live from Oxford High School tonight, Nate Lowell with you on WCDO, Jake Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. A big thank you to him, as always. That will wrap up our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here tonight. Of course, Cork and the crew located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, they wish the best to all players and coaches and fans in tonight's game. Boy, a great game on tap tonight here, folks, between Harpersville, Afton, and Oxford under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Oxford is in the black uniforms with the white trim and also the red trim, has the red helmets as well with the Blackhawks logo on there. And across the field will be the Harpersville Hornets, a team that went 4-5 last year, went to the playoffs before falling to Unitigo. They're in the road whites tonight with the navy blue as well as the navy blue helmet. With the gold trim, I should say, it says Hornets across the side of the helmet there. So the captains meeting at midfield on the big Blackhawks logo there as sun's starting to set here and the lights coming on at Oxford Academy. And, you know, Oxford, we heard from head coach Jeff Newton there in our pregame show. He said his team is looking to bounce back this week after a tough one against Walton last week. And, boy, what a machine it looks like Walton is through the first 2 weeks of the season as they defeated Oxford 42-14 here last Friday night. So we know this Oxford team certainly has a lot of pop and a lot of go, led by Nick Neer as well as the quarterback Angelo Gonzalez. But you have to look at the Hornets. They're an experienced team. They have a pretty large number of guys, with the guys from both schools in Harpersville and Afton, and they've gotten off to a 2-0 start as well. So they're off to a great start, including a 41-0 victory last weekend against Whitney Point. So they're on the road here tonight, and it's, again, two teams, as we mentioned in the pregame, that went down to the last play in last year's contest, with Harpersville Afton coming out with a 24-21 victory. So I know Oxford is hungry to get this one going here tonight as they look for some revenge from last year. I know some of the 12 seniors on this Oxford team were really ready.
We're
to get
the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM.
We'll hear from Tim Petras at halftime. They're just a team that wants to continue to roll in the division, and this is a divisional game, so certainly very important. So again, Oxford is in the black and red and white here tonight, and Harpersville Afton is in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim. So set to be a good one. Beautiful new facility here at Oxford. The same field, if you've ever been here before, just a great spot as you're kind of looking down onto the field from the hillside. But a brand new press box and a beautiful setup here tonight as we get set for Friday night football between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. Really interested to see Oxford for the first time this season. Of course, you want to look at Nick Neer, a wide receiver, but can also run the ball. He's a senior and just a freshman. Heard a lot about Xavier Cruz wearing number 40. Xavier is just a freshman, as I said, 5'8", 170 pounds, and an exciting player to watch. So Oxford will kick off here to Harper Zilapton. Harper Zilapton will go left to right to start things off on the opening possession of the night. And back deep here are Josh Wilson here for the Hornets, as well as Deion Oakley. And we know both are big threats. Josh Wilson with 3 touchdowns last weekend here for the Hornets. An exciting player to watch. Of course, Deion Oakley, we've seen him last year. A lot of speed out there for Harper Zilapton as well. We saw him really give it to Seton Catholic last year in a game down in Binghamton. So here's the opening kickoff, and this one will go to Deion Oakley, fielded at the 15, going left to right, now up to the 25, to the 30-yard line before he's gang-tackled. Put back, and Harper Zilapton will start at about their own 26-yard line here again, going left to right. So it's Tyler King, the sophomore at quarterback here tonight for the Hornets, replacing, of course, Devin Dean, who had a spectacular career in the white and the navy blue and the gold for Harper's Zilapton, just a do-it-all type of player, and had a great season in leading the Hornets to the playoffs last year. So this will be a first and 10 here for Harper's Zilapton, our opening possession of the night, and they will start at their own 29-yard line going left to right. Friday Night Football here on CDL. Thanks for joining us. Here is King under center, and he'll hand it off. And running to the left side, nowhere to go, there was Mitchell Wiest, 6 foot tall, 195 pounds, but a nice tackle there. Coming through was Philip Smith for Oxford and wrapping him up in the backfield. Loss of one there on the play for Mitchell Wiest. And so this will be a second and 11 here. Ball on the Harper Zilapton 29. 30 seconds into the contest, scoreless between Oxford and the Harper Zilapton Hornets here. A divisional game. We'll talk a lot about that tonight as both these teams in the same division as Tioga, hoping to get a shot at them later in the season. So second and 11, and now into the shotgun. Here comes Tyler King. King will drop back to pass, throws to the left side, and the Oxford defense all over that one as they threw it out into the flat there to Madison Hoover, and he had nowhere to go. So John Heggie was out there for Oxford to wrap up Madison Hoover, so that's a loss of 3. So this is going to be a third and 14, so the Hornets losing yardage so far in the first drive of the evening here. 10:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harper Zilapton here live from Oxford Academy. Again, a third and 14. A divisional matchup between the Blackhawks and the Hornets. And intensity was what we heard from head coach Jeff Newton. He wanted his guys to come out and be intense, especially in the early going. So here's King. He rolls to the right side. The quarterback here for Harper Zilapton out to the right side. Throws it up, a catch. Going to be short of the first down, but he finds, guess who, Josh Wilson, and he gets up to the 35-yard line. So Wilson to the 35, but this is going to be about fourth and 4 here. So let's see what Harper Zilapton decides to do here on the opening drive. A nice 10-yard pickup there, but losing yardage on the first two plays, nowhere to go. So this will be a fourth and 4. And it looks like Deion Oakley is back to punt. And Nick Neer is to our right here, folks, an explosive wide receiver and running back for the Blackhawks, standing on his own 25 to our right. And there's a high punt from Deion Oakley. Ball bounces. Neer will let this one go. It takes a Hornets bounce and all the way down to the 30-yard line. And that's where Oxford will start their first offensive opportunity of the night here. So this will be our first look at Angelo Gonzalez, the senior quarterback who we hear has a cannon for an arm for the Oxford Blackhawks, and a lot of weapons surrounding him, including Nick Neer and Xavier Cruz. So the Blackhawks here with 9:45 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Oxford and Harper Zilapton. And now the Blackhawks in the black and red here tonight, going right to left, will start on their own 30-yard line. And boy, this is a big defensive line here for the Harper Zilapton Hornets. And it could be a tough battle tonight for the Blackhawks to keep them away from quarterback Angelo Gonzalez. So Gonzalez will start in the shotgun. Ball is on the 30. Gonzalez standing on the 25. Hornets perhaps showing a little rush here, waiting for the snap. And Gonzalez is going to quickly run to his left, cuts back to his right, looking to get to the outside, makes the edge, gets to the 30, and maybe picks up about 2 yards on the play, and we'll have a flag there as well. 9:35 to go, first quarter. Oxford, our first look at them tonight. So a 2 or 3 yard run here for quarterback Angelo Gonzalez. Started out to his left and then had to cut back as the defense flooded over towards him. And he was able to pick up 2 or 3 yards. So the penalty here against Harpersville. So again, 9:35 to go. First quarter. And we're scoreless. And now the penalty here against Harpersville Afton will result in a first down here for Oxford and pull them all the way up to the 48-yard line. So the 3-yard run turns into a 10-yard gain here for the Blackhawks. And here's Gonzalez again as the Blackhawks are at midfield. And it looks like we'll have a timeout on the play here as the Blackhawks heading over to talk to head coach Jeff Newton as they get to midfield. So 9:24 to go, first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between the Hornets and Blackhawks on Friday Night Football on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here, live from Oxford Academy tonight. WCDO, 9:24 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. And after a 3-and-out for Harpersville Afton on their first drive, they had to punt it away. Oxford is now at midfield in the black and red, going right to left. Ball is on their own 48-yard line. Here's Gonzalez with Heggie in motion. And now the direct snap it here to Nick Neer. Goes out to the left side, gets to midfield, bounces again towards the edge to the 45. He's into Hornets territory, still moving forward, pumping those legs, and a big run there for Nick Neer. Boy, as advertised, folks, Nick Neer bounces to the outside, and even though he had two Hornets draped all over him, he kept those legs going and was able to pick up just about, I'd say, 8 or 9 yards on the play, and they're into Harpersville Afton territory. So 9:10 to go, first quarter here. Oxford driving in their first chance with the ball here tonight. So that results in a first down for Oxford. So a first and 10, and they're into Harpersville territory. So a first and 10, Gonzalez is under center. He's got Cruz in the backfield as well as Heggie for the block. They'll hand off to Cruz, and Cruz with a big burst of speed into the hole, but he gets pushed back there, maybe a gain of 2 on the play. So Cruz with a nice run picks up 2 on first down. So we'll see what they get for the exact marking here. Looks like it'll actually be 2nd and 6. So they're saying he picked up 4 with that little burst of speed into the hole. So 8:40 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. So a 2nd and 6 as Oxford is into Hornets territory. Gonzalez is under center. Backs up, looks to throw. Complete. Slipping and falling here as the receiver has to bounce to the outside for Trent Lyons. Lyons works his way down here to the 30-yard line. So they threw it out to the left side in the flat. And Lyons was able to grab it. Slipped as the defender was coming towards him and then was able to move it forward before being brought down. So that'll be another first down as he just picks up enough to move the chains. And the ball will be on the Harpersville Afton 31-yard line. So Oxford moving the ball nicely on the first drive here. Down to 8:10 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton, but the Blackhawks driving. Gonzalez with the ball on the 30. He's at the 35. He's in the shotgun. Heggie in motion here. Gonzalez waiting for the snap. Looks to his right, throws it out for Nick Neer. Complete to the 30, gets to the sideline, 25, down to the 20, diving towards that 20-yard line and where the chains are, and knocked out of bounds. I think he might have picked up 8 or 9 on the play. So you never know where Nick Neer is going to line up here. He could be in the backfield. He could be out to the left, out to the right. And they say he picks up 8 yards on this play. So this is going to be a 2nd and 2 with 7:50 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. And so Gonzalez gets the play from the sideline and will relay it into the huddle here for the Blackhawks as they are just about to enter the red zone here unless the Hornets can come up with a big stop. 7:35 to go, first quarter, 2nd and 3, Oxford going right to left. Here's Gonzalez with the snap. hands off to Cruz, gets a burst around the edge, first down, and picks up about 3 yards on the play, but that's enough to move the chains. So, boy, a lot of weapons here between Cruz and Neer, and that'll be another first down here for Oxford. 7.5 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. So Gonzalez again back in the huddle, getting things set here for the Blackhawks, and a lot of time to work with here. First and 10, 7:20 to go, first quarter. Blackhawks marching under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Friday Night Football on CDO, folks. Thanks for joining us. Gonzalez, two-step drop, throws it high, and over the hands there of Trent Lyons. Came right from hiking the ball, took two steps back, and fired one over to Trent Lyons. It was just a little too tall, through his fingertips and down to the turf. So a second and 10 here for Oxford with 7:05 to go first quarter. We're scoreless here between the Blackhawks and the visiting Harpersville Afton Hornets. And boy, having those Afton kids over on the sideline, you can see how many more subs that Harpersville Afton has here than Oxford. Just one of the biggest clubs numbers-wise we've seen this year. Good to see. Gonzalez on second and 10, hands off to Cruz to the left side, battles his way down to the 10 and to about the 8-yard line. And there's Xavier Cruz, just a freshman here, folks, wearing number 40. And when he hits the hole, he hits it hard, and he has got some speed as well. So that's a nice run for the freshman there. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless, and it's going to be third and inches now for the Blackhawks as they're down to the 9-yard line. Down deep in Hornets defensive territory. Again, the Blackhawks going right to left. Gonzalez will stay under center. He's got Cruz in the backfield, and Neer is lined up to the left side in the tight end position. And here's Gonzalez again, hands off to Cruz, battles his way up to the 5, still on his feet. Ball is loose, and Harpersville Afton will fall on it here, folks, and that's a fumble, and it's going to go back to the Hornets. Wow, a nice run there by Xavier Cruz, and as he was being tackled, the ball down onto the turf, literally at about the 2-yard line. And the Harpersville Afton Hornets were there to fall on it, and a very nice play there. So it was just a big scrum. Not sure who came out of the bottom of the pile there for the Hornets, but the Zebra crew saying that the ball goes back here to Harpersville Afton. Tough spot to be in, though, after recovering the fumble, because you're pinned against your own goal line here if you're the Hornets. So if the Blackhawks bring some pressure, maybe a rush, they'll have to be careful to get out of the end zone. 6:17 to go first quarter, so we're scoreless after a beautiful Oxford drive. They fumble on the 2. Harpersville with the ball now, standing on their own goal line going left to right. They hand off on first down. They buy a little bit of room here, but maybe a yard. And that's it, a swarm, as the PA announcer says here, of Blackhawks down on the running back there for Harpersville. I believe that was Mitchell Weeds coming out of the backfield, maybe picked up a yard on the play. So second and 8 is the official call here with 5:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. So here is the sophomore quarterback, Tyler King, again going left to right, pinned against his own goal line there at about the 3-yard line. He's going to throw over the middle, and a nice catch here, and this will get them away from the goal line up to the 30, now to the 35, to the 40 before being brought down. So that's one way to get away from the goal line there, as they pass it up and over the middle there to Peyton Dean. Peyton Dean, 6'5", 205. If you follow any basketball with us on CDO, folks, you know he is a bear down in the low post. And they fake the handoff to him, and then they throw over the middle and find Peyton Dean, and he rumbles for about 40 yards. And this gets Harpersville Afton up towards midfield. So the Hornets going left to right. They have the ball on their own 42 with 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. We're scoreless between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. And here's the direct snap here to King. Stiff arms to the left side, and he'll work his way up for a gain of 3 before being tackled out of bounds. Tyler King, 6 foot tall, 160 pounds, again, just the sophomore, wearing number 5. Well, that looked very reminiscent of a play that they would run for Devin Dean, brother of Peyton Dean, who just had that nice catch where he could just run out into the flat on either side, maybe throw out a little juke or a stiff arm and get to the edge. So a nice run there by Tyler King for Harpersville Afton. This will be a 2nd and 6 with 5:15 to go first quarter. Scoreless between the Hornets and Blackhawks. Here's a handoff and a flag on the play as Mitchell Wiest rumbles up the middle for about a game of 2. Flag on the play. We'll see who this is against. As really, Oxford had a flag on the very first play of the contest. It was against Harpersville. Besides that, it's been a very clean first quarter with the clock really moving pretty fast. 5:13 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us there. Also online, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. So this one against the Hornets, so this will back them up. So it's going to be second and 11 with 5:13 to go first quarter after the five-yard penalty here. So just want to have a quick shout-out here, speaking of our web listeners, all the way from Pryor, Oklahoma, Robert Scudder, the uncle of Brad here wearing number 70, Brad Beckwith, listening all the way from Oklahoma tonight on our stream on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you along here tonight for this one between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. So second and 11, here's King, drops back, throws out into the flat, a huge hit here by the Oxford defense, and that was, guess who, Heggie comes over. The tight end and also the defensive back came over to knock that ball out as Harpersville Afton's Madison Hoover tried to bring it in. He got the big hit there and was knocked down. So 5:05 to go now, first quarter, and a third and long, a third and 11 to be exact, here for Harpersville Afton as they near midfield. So King is going to be in the shotgun here. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. King takes the handoff. Now he's going to try to go up the middle. Blackhawks are swarming him, and a big tackle there in the backfield by Xavier Cruz. So Cruz using that speed as we've seen at the running back position to break through and bring down King. So this is going to be a fourth and 13, they're saying, over the PA here. So 4:45 to go, first quarter, and we're still scoreless. And again, on the second drive of the night here, the Hornets look like they'll have to punt it away. And Oxford will get the ball back. Nick Neer standing on his own 25 to our right once again. And here's a long kick to Neer. Will he get the field this one? Takes a bounce right to him. He'll scoop it up off the turf. Makes one move and gets to his right. He's at the 35-yard line now. Up to the 40. Neer looking for a block. And there's a flag on the play as Neer gets all the way to midfield. He's still in. Neer now into Hornets territory. He's at the 30, down to the 25-yard line. We'll see what the flag is. But, boy, Nick Neer turning nothing into something there as he got to midfield. Looks like he was going to get pushed out of bounds and then was able to tiptoe along the sidelines before being tackled. But we'll see where this penalty is here. I believe it's coming back. It might be against the Blackhawks. So a great run back there from Nick Neer. 4:10 to go, first quarter, scoreless here. And what we expected to be a close game between Oxford and Harpersville Afton has lived up to the hype so far. So the penalty here against Oxford will bring them back. And we'll see where this is going to bring it back to. Looks like exactly where Neer picked up the punt. So a 15-yard penalty will back them up here to their own 34-yard line. So Oxford going right to left, and that great run back by Nick Neer, negated by a block in the back. So 4:13 to go, first quarter, scoreless again between the Blackhawks and the Hornets. Blackhawks really moved the ball well on that first drive, again got all the way down to the 3-yard line before a fumble, and Harpersville was able to hold as they picked it up off the bottom of that pile. So here is the senior quarterback, Angelo Gonzalez, with some good size and speed, 6 foot tall and 220 pounds. He's got two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And he's in the shotgun. Here's Heggie in motion for Oxford. And the snap, two-step drop here, throws it up over the middle, and this one just a little too far there for Harry Oliver. And a nice floating pass there from Gonzalez was just about a yard too far. 4:07 to go, first quarter, and we're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. This will be a second and 10. Blackhawks going right to left, ball on their own 34-yard line. Boy, just a beautiful night here for football, folks. You never know this time of year. It could be cold already. I know in a couple of weeks we'll start to see those snowflakes late in the season when it comes to be playoff time. You never know on some of these nights. It can certainly get cold, but tonight very comfortable for Friday night football here in Oxford. So a second and 10. Oxford has the ball on their own 34. Gonzalez under center now and will hand off to Cruz. He hits the hole hard and picks up about two. Tried to go right up the gut there. And this will be about a second and 7 with 3:55 to go, first quarter. So Cruz now down on the play after hitting that hole. So the coaching staff is going to have a look at him as they come out onto the field. We'll take a quick break here on CDO. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. 3:55 to go, first quarter, here under the lights at Oxford Academy. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you here on CDO. Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Unadilla Valley leading Bainbridge Guilford 14-0, I'm told. And we'll take a quick look at the Deposit Hancock score, too, as they are hosting Green tonight. It looks like 8-6 there. Deposit Hancock, and guess what? A Ronnie Ballard touchdown. They lead 8-6 over visiting Green. So that's a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. UV on the road over there tonight at Bainbridge Guilford, jumping out to a 14-0 lead. So a defense in BG that gave up no points last week in an 8-0 win at Delhi finds themselves down 14-0 tonight against Unadilla Valley. And Unadilla Valley, one of those teams that has been putting up points in the first 2 weeks, even though they're 0-2. They have been putting up the points and just losing by a little bit. So they're an offense that was good last year and appears to be good again this year. We're hoping to catch them later in the season. The Unadilla Valley Storm, always a fun program to watch. So Xavier Cruz came off and appears to be okay. Hopefully we'll see him back in the contest here shortly. We'll keep an eye on that, the freshman running back sensation here for Oxford. So 3:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. Here's Gonzalez, the quarterback here for Oxford. 2nd and 7, ball on the Oxford 37 as the Blackhawks go right to left. And he steps back, throws over the middle here, and again, just a little too high for Trent Lyons. It's the same pass they tried on the first drive, and again, it was just a little too tall there for the 5'9 Trent Lyons. So this will bring up a 4th and 7 here, folks, with 3:45 to go, first quarter. And we'll see what Oxford decides to do. Looks like they will punt it away here. And Harpersville Afton holds after they had to punt it away on their last offensive series. So Josh Wilson will be back deep. Just a sophomore again, had 3 touchdowns last weekend. And that victory over Whitney Point, in which Harpersville Afton defeated them 41-0. So let's see what the punt looks like here from Oxford. A big booming kick. And it looks like Wilson will be back to field this one at his own 25, avoid the tackler, and back up the side before being knocked out of bounds by Xavier Cruz. So good to see Cruz back in the ballgame. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him as he comes in and makes a great play there on special teams. 3:32 to go. First quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Harpersville Afton with a run on first down here. They try to go up the middle, and maybe a gain of 1 here for the Hornets as they start going left to right on their own 26-yard line as we're scoreless between Oxford and Harpersville Afton. Again, that look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Unadilla Valley leading BG 14-0, and Deposit Hancock with an 8-6 lead over Green. That game over in Hancock tonight. So some division games here tonight, as well some out-of-division games. That Green Deposit Hancock game should be a real doozy over there. So the Hornets with the ball now. Second and 10, 2:45 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Hornets going left to right here in the white road uniforms with the navy blue trim and a handoff here to the outside, but nowhere to go there on the outside for Madison Hoover as he's knocked down. Maybe a gain of one on the play. Boy, and you can see the speed that Oxford has as every time Harper's Zalapin has tried to get it to the edge on a run, they have been right there. So while Harper's Zalapin has the size advantage, I would say, on both the offensive and defensive line, Oxford certainly has the advantage, I would say, in terms of the speed. And so now Harper Zalapin is faced with a third and five with 2 minutes coming up here on the clock in a scoreless first quarter under the lights here at Oxford Academy. So Harper Zalapin checking the play here as King, the sophomore quarterback, will be under center in a third and five. Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. Defense is coming. He tucks under a tackle, throws back across the field, but Nick Neer is there for a big tackle, and they won't pick up the first down. They completed the pass over to Josh Wilson, but right there was Nick Neer. He was reading the play. He couldn't get there in time to get the ball, but just as Wilson caught it, Nick Neer was there to meet him with a helmet right in his chest, so driven back. So this is going to be about a fourth and four, fourth and five for Harper Zalapin, with the ball on their own 32, so they will punt it away again here with Deion Oakley, and Nick Neer standing back on the Oxford 40 is ready to receive with a minute 15 to go first quarter. High punt is in the air. Neer will field this one. He's got a running start to it. Gets to midfield right on that Blackhawks logo before being taken down. Well, that was a tough punt to find in the air in the lights here. He got a running start on it and was able to pick up about 5 yards. So 1:06 to go, first quarter. We'll keep it right here. Oxford with the ball, and they'll have excellent field position. So really, the tale of the first quarter here is that Oxford and Harpersville have been trading punts. Oxford was able to get it all the way down to the 2-yard line on really the best offensive drive of the night, but they fumbled on the goal line, and that's where the Hornets were able to scoop it back up, keeping this a scoreless game in the first quarter. 1:06 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless under the lights at Oxford Academy. And Angelo Gonzalez, the senior quarterback, will be under center here. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And he's got Xavier Cruz, the freshman running back, in the backfield. He'll hand off to Cruz. Cruz to the outside, churning those legs, will pick up about 5, maybe 6 yards. And he makes what looks like a short run a lot more. Where normally a guy might get knocked down for 2 or 3, he is able to make it into 5 or 6. So a bright future ahead for that young man, that's for sure. 45 seconds to go, first quarter, second and 5 here for Oxford. We are scoreless as, again, Oxford is into Hornets defensive territory. Ball is on the 47. As Oxford goes right to left here, getting the play from the sideline, and head coach Jeff Newton, who spent 10 years with Sherburn Earlville before coming down here to help out this Oxford program. He's in his second year and looking to put his stamp on the program. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Looks like the last play here is Gonzalez will hand it off, and again up the middle looking for Cruz. Looks like the ball might be on the turf here, but Oxford, it looks like, is able to recover over on that far side by Garrett Silstra. So Silstra is able to recover the fumble, and this will do it for the first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Harper's Zalapin under the lights here. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lawley here on CDO. Again, Oxford and Harpersville Afton scoreless after the first quarter here tonight. And again, the tale of the first quarter was the two teams really punting it back and forth besides the one Oxford drive where they battled all the way down to the 2-yard line before a fumble that was really caused by some good defense by the Hornets. The ball popped out, and the Hornets were able to fall on it there. So again, a scoreless first quarter And again, a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Deposit Hancock with an 8-6 lead over Green, and UV on the road over at Bainbridge-Guilford tonight, leading 14-0. Some other games tonight. Delhi is down at Seton Catholic, so that's a game we'll try to keep an eye on. And Oneonta is at Owego. Of course, tomorrow there's a full slate of games as well. Unitego is at Walton at 1:30. Sydney is down at Shenango Forks at 1:30. And even though they're up in Section 3, we'd like to keep an eye on Cooperstown. Tully is at Cooperstown tomorrow, so we'll hope for good weather for all those clubs as they will head into battle tomorrow. Unitego and Walton should certainly be a good one. That's become a nice little rivalry over the last couple of years. Unitego off to an 0-2 start, looking to get their first win of the year, but never easy against the Jim Hoover-coached team. And so that will be tomorrow at 1:30 over in Walton. And Sydney, after a nice win against Unitego last weekend, that doesn't get any easier for them either, as they have to head down to take on Shenango Forks, who, again, is a two-time defending state champion in Class C and just a real monster powerhouse team in that division in Class C. Here we go. Start of the second quarter. Oxford now going left to right. A 3rd-and-3 here, folks, as they're into Hornets territory on the 45-yard line. Now going left to right. Here's Gonzalez flushed out of the pocket, and he's sacked in the backfield. Big Noah Massey is able to break through the line, 260 pounds, and bring down Angelo Gonzalez. So a great play there by Harper Zalathan, using that size to get through the line and bring down Gonzalez. So this is going to bring Oxford into a 4th-and-10 situation, and it looks like they are going to punt it away here. And this will be Cordell Huntley back to punt here for Oxford. Fresh start to the second quarter here, and the punt is away, and it will be fielded here by Dion Oakley. Oakley to the right side, gets to the 20, now to the 30. As he goes right to left, he's at the 35, and he's brought down by Oxford there. So that's where Harper's Lafton will start at their own 35. And excuse me on the punt, that was Philip Smith punting there for Oxford. Really nice booming punt up into the lights here at Oxford Academy. Again, a brand new press box last year here for the Blackhawks. Just a really nice spot to watch the game. If you've ever been over here, the side hill, really a nice view of the field, beautiful backdrop here too. And if you've ever played on this field, I know I've played soccer on this field under the lights at the Oxford soccer tournament, you feel like the fans are on top of you. So it's a lot of fun down there when you're in that game atmosphere. So certainly a great place to play for these kids under the lights tonight. 11:05 to go here in the second quarter. Harper's Zalathan with the ball, and they'll hand it off here to the near side, and bouncing up to about the 43-yard line again was Josh Wilson, as they hand off to him in the backfield. So Wilson, again, with 3 touchdowns last week. He's been quiet tonight, although they've tried to get him into the offense. Oxford is certainly having a target on his back here tonight. 10:45 to go, second quarter, scoreless between Oxford and Harper's Zalap, and it's going to be a 2nd-and-5 for the Hornets as they go right to left in the road white uniforms, the navy blue pants with the gold trim, says Hornets in gold lettering across the top of the helmet there. Oxford in the traditional black and red with the Blackhawks black logo here on the red helmets. Really stands out. Some of the nicest uniforms I think I see all year in terms of the color scheme. Really like it. So here on 2nd-and-5, Harpersville hands off. They try to run it right up the gut there with Mitchell Weiss. And again, another nice tackle breaking through the line is Philip Smith. So Smith just punted it, heads to the line, and then makes a tackle. So this is going to be 3rd-and-5 for the Hornets with 10 minutes to go, second quarter. And we are scoreless here between Oxford and Harpersville-Afton. So the Hornets nearing midfield here. The ball is on their own 44-yard line. And, boy, the quickness and speed of this Oxford defense going up against the size of the Harpersville-Afton offense and defensive line has been fun. So Harpersville-Afton is going to take a timeout here. So will we. 9:48 to go. Second quarter, we're scoreless between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see.
High School Sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back here, folks. After the timeout, Harpersville Afton will hand it off here, and again, handing it off to the very dangerous Josh Wilson, and he will make it up to the 50-yard line. They needed five, and he will move the chains here for the Hornets with 9:40 to go in this first quarter going right to left. Second quarter, excuse me, folks. Second quarter, 9:40 to go, and we're scoreless. I want to give a shout-out to Kurt Ernsbeck, the head coach for the Harpersville Lady Hornets basketball team, standing over on the far side here tonight, as he's had so much success with the Lady Hornets over the years. Here supporting the football team tonight, a great crowd as well coming from Harpersville and Afton, those two communities really supporting the football team. So hey to you, coach, over there. And just as we say that, Harpersville Afton's going to hand it off, and this will be a touchdown here again. Josh Wilson to the left side, all the way down, pretty much untouched. And it'll be a 6-0 lead here for the Hornets. Wow, a 50-yard run for Josh Wilson. Just a handoff to the left side. Broke through, really untouched, and then just using that speed all the way down into the end zone on that left side of the field. With 9:17 to go first quarter, and it's a 6-0 lead now. And we'll see what Harpersville Afton does. Will they go for the kick or go for two? Looks like they're going to go for the kick here. So looking for the extra point. There's the snap. It's up, and this one is through. Actually, no, it went wide to the right. Looked like it had enough, but it went wide to the right. So Harpersville Afton, a 50-yard touchdown run for Josh Wilson, and the Hornets on the road here in the second quarter, leading 6-0 with 9:17 to go second quarter. You're listening to live high school football tonight. We'll take a quick break on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Oxford Academy. Nate Lull tonight on CDO with you here. We'll bring you the rest of the way as it's Oxford and Harpersville Afton under the lights at Oxford Academy. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 9:17 to go, second quarter, and the Hornets take a 6-0 lead on the road here against the Oxford Blackhawks. Just a 50-yard run by Josh Wilson. That was the first time that the Blackhawks had failed to catch him on the edge. Before that, they had done a really nice job of any time he got to the outside, knowing he was one of their big threats, to pull him down. But that time he just got through the line and was off to the races with that speed. And Josh Wilson, along with the quarterback Tyler King, is just a sophomore. So those two should be a formidable 1-2 punch the next few years for the Hornets. So a 6-0 lead for Harpersville Afton. A short kick is fielded here by the Blackhawks. A little bit of a juggling act, but Oxford is able to fall on it. They'll have excellent field position here. They'll be starting on their own 48-yard line as they go left to right. So 9:17, as I said, to go, second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for a Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. You can call Mirabito today for all your fuel and heating needs. That's 563-HEAT at halftime. We'll hear from Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras. Really got a chance to pick his brain about this Harpersville Afton program, what it's like having kids from two different schools joining together to make this team, and really the second year of this combination between Harpersville and Afton. And just what a pleasure it is to have the kids that come down from Afton and just making one big team, one big family here for the Hornets. Oxford with the ball, first and 10 on their own 48, going left to right, 9:15 to go here second quarter. Gonzalez is under center here for the Blackhawks. And he'll keep it. Now hands off to Nick Neer in the backfield. Goes to the right, works his way forward, and will pick up about 5 to 6 yards here for the Blackhawks. So that's the first time we've seen Neer line up in the running back position, and he easily picks up 6 yards to the right side there, and the Blackhawks are into Hornets defensive territory. Actually, they're going to give him 7 on that, so a 2nd and 3 here for the Blackhawks, 8:50 to go until the half, And we're scoreless between Oxford and Harper's Elapid. Gonzalez, again, under center. He's got Near in the backfield. One wide receiver to the left and one to the right. Gonzalez barking out the signals here for the Blackhawks. Again, we'll hand off to Near to the right side, working his way towards the 40. He'll easily have the first down, but we do have a flag on the play. And this is going to be a holding call, it looks like, and it's going to go against Oxford. So just when it looked like maybe the Blackhawks were going to pick up some momentum, they'll have to back this one up. So 8.5 minutes to go, second quarter from Oxford Academy, and a 6-0 lead for Harpersville Afton over Oxford. Oxford comes in with a record of 1-1. Harpersville Afton is 2-0. A division game here tonight between the Blackhawks and the Hornets. Other teams in the division, Candor, Seton Catholic, and Tioga. Of course, we know Tioga has just been the class of Class D in Section 4 the last few years. Of course, winning the title the last two seasons against Unitego. So always tough to be in a division with them, that's for sure. So this will be a 10-yard penalty. So a 2nd and 13 puts Oxford back to their own 45 as they go left to right. With 8:05 to go, second quarter. Gonzalez in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And now another flag on the play here. Near was lined up to the right side. And this is going to be a false start. And this one will go against Oxford. It's going to back them up another 5 yards. So a 2nd and long now. Technically a 2nd and 19 with 8 minutes to go, second quarter, and Oxford trailing Harpersville Afton by a score of 6-0. And so back in the huddle, Gonzalez and Near trying to rally the troops here for the Blackhawks as they get the play from the sideline. Again, a 2nd and long, 2nd and 18, as the ball is back to the Oxford 40-yard line as the black and red go left to right. Clock ticks down to 7:45 to go before the half. Here's Gonzalez looking to unleash that cannon of an arm. Goes to his right side, tosses one up in the air, and this one comes down a little too short as they were looking to find Nick Near there. But again, another flag on the play. So this is 3 straight plays with a flag, and we'll see who this one is against. As Oxford was already in a 2nd and long and now a 3rd and long, but we'll see what the call is. And this, again, is going to go against Oxford. So this will push them back even farther with 7.5 to go before halftime. And Harpersville Afton with the momentum and a 6-0 lead. So this will back them up, and this will be a 2nd and really long now here for the Blackhawks. It's really a back-and-forth game, good defense by both sides. It was just that Harpersville Afton with Josh Wilson was able to break one long run to get on the scoreboard. And Oxford had a really nice drive in the first quarter that they fumbled on the goal line. And just some little mistakes here hurting the Blackhawks. So this is going to be 3rd and 18 now. With the ball on the Oxford 40. As they go left to right, they're in their own end of the field. Gonzalez, the quarterback, under center. He's got Near in the backfield. He'll hand off to Near. Near will pick up 5, working his way forward before being tackled back. And so this is about a 6 or 7 yard pickup. And so it's going to be a 4th and long now, probably about a 4th and 11, 4th and 12 here for the Blackhawks. And we'll see if they decide to punt it away near midfield. Clock continuing to tick down here to 7:10 to go. And this is going to bring up 4th and 11. And so Philip Smith is back to punt here for Oxford. And the dangerous Josh Wilson will be back to receive. He's standing at the Hornets' 25-yard line to our right. Nice booming kick again here from Oxford. It's fielded there, and wrapping him up in the backfield was Xavier Cruz. And Wilson had nowhere to go that time. Cruz was able to swoop in to make the tackle, as well as Garrett Silster wearing number 42. So those two tag team and able to pin Harpersville Afton back down to their own 26-yard line. So a 6-0 lead here for the Hornets with 6:47 to go first quarter. 1st and 10 here for the Hornets as they go right to left. They're on the road, white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Also the gold trim says Hornets in gold lettering across the side of the helmet there. Again, Oxford in the home black uniforms with the red trim. It says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the chest there. So here he is, the sophomore quarterback, Tyler King, in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, will throw down the right side. Little miscommunication there as the ball is overthrown by about 10 yards as he was looking for Deion Oakley. And that'll bring up 2nd and 10 here for the Hornets with 6:40 to go first quarter. 6-0 lead for the Hornets over the Blackhawks. Again, a division game here, and Last year, it came down to a last-second play by Harper's Elafton on their home field to escape with a 24-21 victory, and I think that really left a sour taste in the mouths of the Blackhawks. They wanted to come back into this game, and really talking to head coach Jeff Newton, they wanted to come out with intensity, and they did, but some penalties and a few bad luck plays, I think, have given Harper's Elafton a 6-0 lead. A lot of football left to play here tonight, though, folks. So a 2nd and 10. Hornets with the ball. They tried the same play here, and it's tipped and then caught and at midfield before being knocked down all the way to the 40. Here is Madison Hoover. Boy, folks, I just talked about bad luck plays. Oxford read that all the way, and it was tipped there by Garrett Silstra. Just a little too tall. Otherwise, he might have picked 6 to that thing. Instead, it knocks off his hands. It goes right to Madison Hoover, and he's able to pick 30 yards on the play. So a big pickup there for the Hornets. After, again, a nice defensive play by Oxford, and Silstra just got his fingertips on it, and it was tipped down, and then Hoover was able to pick up about 30 yards on the play. So now a 1st and 10 with 6:25 to go, 2nd quarter, and a 1st and 10 here for Harper's Elafton. They're into Oxford territory at the 42, and a handoff again to the outside here for Hoover. Nowhere to go but a flag on the play. We'll see who this is against. I think it will go against Oxford. Oh, actually, it will go against Harper's Elafton. And so that will bring them back. So the clock is stopped with 6:13 to go. 1st quarter, a 6-0 lead for Harper's Elafton on the road here tonight under the lights at Oxford. So this is going to back up the Hornets here. See where the ball is placed. Actually, I think they're going to reverse this call and have it against Oxford, so the bad luck continues to roll. This will be a 15-yard penalty. They originally signaled that it was against Harpersville, but the Zebra crew changing that now to Oxford. So 6:13 to go in this 2nd quarter. 6-0 lead for Harpersville Afton over Oxford, and a 1st and 10. Ball is going to be at about the 27-yard line, so just an unsportsmanlike call after that last tackle. And now good field position here for the Hornets. King with one wide receiver to the left. That's Deion Oakley. They hand off. And again, another run to Wilson. Cuts his way up the middle and down to the 20-yard line. And so the ever-shifty Josh Wilson, 5'8", 150 pounds, just a sophomore, finds his way through the big line there and is able to pick up about 5 yards on the play. So Wilson slicing and dicing and making some things happen here for the Hornets. So we'll see where the ball is placed here. Looks like it's actually going to come back on the play here. So there was a flag, and this will back them up to the 31-yard line here. So a flag on the play. This one was against Harper's Elafton. So a nice run is taken away there from Josh Wilson. So this is going to be a 1st and 15 with 5:15 to go here in the 2nd quarter. So a 6-0 lead here for Harper's Elafton. The penalty will bring them back to a 1st and 15. Ball is on the Oxford 31 as the Hornets go right to left. And here is the snap. Dropping back, they throw it over the middle. Almost picked off there again by the Blackhawks, as that was Reese Camadine. Camadine had his fingertips on that one, went right through, and knocked right down. So a good defensive play there by the Blackhawks. Almost their 2nd interception on this drive, but again, through the fingertips and down to the turf. 5.5 to go, 2nd quarter. We'll take a break as Harper's Elafton takes a timeout when we come back. 2nd and 15 for Harper's Elafton as they lead 6-0. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Football tonight on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season, offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your your family's wishes, the Madden Family of Funeral Homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter, it's 6-0 here for Harpersville Afton over Oxford. And so this is going to be a 3rd-and-11 here for the Hornets with 4:50 to go. 6-0 lead again for the Hornets over the Blackhawks. And here is King under center. Two wide receivers here to the left. They're going to throw out into the flat. Now they'll go for the back of the end zone for Deion Oakley. A touchdown here for the Hornets. A nice fake on the short throw. And then they find Deion Oakley in the left-hand back end of the end zone. And Deion Oakley with the touchdown here for the Hornets. Very nice design play there as King, it looked like, was going to throw right down the line of scrimmage there. Fake that throw, a nice little pump fake, and then into the back of the end zone. And a touchdown there for the Hornets. They increased their lead to 12-0 with 4:37 to go in this second quarter. So it looks like maybe they'll go for two this time as they look over to the bench here. They did try to kick the extra point on the first touchdown, and that one was wide right for the 6-0 lead. Now they lead 12-0. It looks like they'll go for two here. So Harpersville Afton on the road with two touchdowns here tonight. The first one by Josh Wilson, the second one from Deion Oakley, and they will go for two. So here's King under center. He has Oakley split out to the left. A little pitch here and to the outside. Can they get it in? A cutback, and they will. Madison Hoover there converts the two-point conversion, and Harpersville Afton with a 14-0 lead on the road over Oxford with 4.5 to go before halftime. We'll step away. We'll be right back. Again, 14-0 lead for the Hornets over the Blackhawks. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO. 4.5 to go, second quarter, and it's 14-0 now. Touchdowns for Harpersville Afton from Josh Wilson and also Deion Oakley. And the Hornets, a very good second quarter here so far. They will kick off back to Oxford, down the left side. And to the outside here is Charlie White being knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And that's where Angelo Gonzalez and Nick Neer will start things off for Oxford. So a 4:25 time spot left up here on the board. 14-0 lead for Harpersville Afton over Oxford as the black and red will step back out onto the field going left to right. Boy, it would be good if they could get some points on the board here before the halftime break. I think that would certainly give the Blackhawks some confidence back. So ball on their own 32 as they go left to right. Nick Neer is in the backfield. Of course, an explosive runner. Angelo Gonzalez, the quarterback, the senior under center. Let's see what they decide to do here. Wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. They hand off to Neer, bounces to the left side, 360 spin move. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the play before being gang tackled by the Hornets on the far side. So coming up on 4 minutes to go to the halftime break, you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. We'll hear from the head coach of Harpersville Afton, Tim Petras, get his thoughts on the 2-0 start here for his Hornets club and what they need to do to continue to be successful this season as they were last year when they made the playoffs in the division. 3:50 to go, second quarter. 14-0 lead here for the Hornets over the Blackhawks. Blackhawks are 1-1 after a week one win over Bainbridge Guilford, a week two loss to Walton. So Gonzalez is in the shotgun now on 2nd-and-7. He's got Meir to the right side. Looks to throw to him. Has to pull it down. Scampers out to the far side. Flag on the play. The throw to Meir is short. And we'll see what the call is here by the Zebra crew. Looks like a hold against Oxford. And that will back the Blackhawks up here. So the penalties have not been kind to the Blackhawks here in the first half. 3.5 to go before the halftime break. And again, a 14-0 lead here for Harpersville Afton on the road at Oxford tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. I'm now told a 28-8 lead for Unadilla Valley on the road at Bainbridge-Guilford. I've also discovered that Delhi, a 20-0 lead on the road down in Binghamton tonight at Seton Catholic. And we'll also get an update for you between Deposit Hancock and Green at the halftime break. So just a look at the out-of-town scoreboard there is Unadilla Valley, a great job there, leading 28-8 on the road at BG tonight. Also, looks like it's 20-14 between Deposit Hancock and Green, with Deposit Hancock leading there. Again, we'll take a look at that at halftime. So Oxford with the handoff here to Nick Meir on 2nd and 17. He bounces out to the right side. And about a 3-yard gain here for Nick Meir. And now a flag on the play again. This is well after the play is over and everybody just jawing at each other as everybody gets back up out the bottom of the pile here. We've already had one unsportsmanlike call here tonight. That was against Oxford. This one will be against Harpersville Afton. And so just boys being boys, I think, in this rivalry here tonight, folks, is, you know, two teams in the division, 3-point game between them last year that came down to the last play, and just some physical play here tonight. You know, you hope they keep sportsmanship in mind, but certainly a tough one here tonight. As Oxford down 14-0 on their home field, they'll certainly want to keep things going in the right direction here if they can get back into the contest. And so this is going to be a personal foul against Harpersville Afton. So what was a 3rd and 17 is now going to be a 3rd and short here. So this is going to be about the 42-yard line now. So what was a 3rd and 17 is going to be a 3rd and 1. So that was costly here for the Hornets as they really had Oxford pinned back. Now a 3rd and 1, and we'll see if Angelo Gonzalez, the quarterback here for Oxford, can convert. He's got Xavier Cruz, the freshman running back, in the backfield. And Gonzalez is under center. Hands off to Cruz. He runs through the hole, gets up to the 50. Boy, he was about one tackle away from really breaking that one free and maybe going for 6. But he did a very nice job there to break through the hole and into Harpersville Afton territory. And now a player down on the field here for the Hornets. And we'll hope that he is okay. We'll take a quick break. Oxford with a first down as they look to grab some momentum back. So 2:44 to go before the half. It's 14-0, Harpersville Afton over Oxford. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. McGuire Tuttle is the hurt player here for Harper's Elafton. He's helped off the field, but did look like he was in good spirits. But he's a big part of that offense and defensive line. We'll hope to see him back here tonight for the Hornets. Now this is a first and 10 with 2:35 to go before the halftime break for Oxford. They run it with Cruz to the right side, and he'll easily pick up about 4 to 5 yards here. This is a big drive for Oxford as they are trailing 14 to nothing with 2:20 to go before the halftime break. This will be about a second and 5 as Oxford is now into Harpersville-Afton defensive territory. And this is going to be a second and 5, as I said, folks. But again, the clock ticking down towards 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Boy, Oxford is, fumbled on the goal line when it looked like they were going to get the first score of the game. They didn't get any points there. Harpersville-Afton has had a couple of big plays to get on the board here. Touchdowns for Josh Wilson and Deion Oakley. So the Blackhawks trying to gain some momentum back here. A minute 50 to go before the half. Second and 5. Going left to right. Gonzalez hands off here again to Cruz. He hits to the right side. Flag on the play. Going to be a first down here for Oxford. We'll see who the flag is against here from the Zebra Crew in just a moment. Clock will stop with 1:43 to go before the halftime break. No official signal here. It's a little conference. This is going to be against Oxford for a trip. So the Blackhawks, again, folks, just like we talked about, when they get some momentum, some penalties, I'd say a little bit of bad ball luck here tonight, some tipped balls that went for catches on the other side for Harpersville-Afton, and then fumbling on the goal line. Just not the first half that I'm sure head coach Jeff Newton was envisioning here tonight for his Blackhawks club. So the penalty will be against Oxford, so what would have been a first down will be brought back to midfield, and that will be a 15-yard penalty here. So this is going to be a second and long here now with the ball at midfield. And again, Oxford going left to right. So a second and 13 with a minute 40 to go before the half. 14 to nothing lead here for Harpersville-Afton over Oxford. Here's Gonzalez, the quarterback, under center. Cruz in the backfield. Near is out to the right side. He's going to toss one up. There's the ball down to the 20. Near going up for a big catch there, and now incomplete. Just falling through his hands at the last minute. Boy, great adjustment as that one was a deep ball there, about a 30-yard bomb there from Gonzalez, but into double coverage. Near had a good chance at it, but just fell through his fingertips at the last moment. So this is a third and 13. With a minute 22 to go before the halftime break, and the Hornets leading by the score of 14 to nothing, the ball at midfield. Again, will they look to go long here, trying to get Nick Near involved? Near is split out to the right side, and Trent Lyons is to the left side. They've targeted him a few times here tonight, but haven't been able to connect. And they have Cruz in the backfield. Gonzalez steps back, throws one over the middle, finds Trent Lyons, complete at the 30 to the 20, down to the 25, and this will be an Oxford touchdown for Trent Lyons. Oh, a flag, though, on the far side of the field. Let's see who this is against. Boy, a beautiful play from Gonzalez to Trent Lyons there, and having a little conference on that far side. Let's see what it is. Is this one going to come back, or will the Oxford crowd be happy? And this one will go against the Oxford Blackhawks. So the touchdown there to Trent Lyons is taken away, and boy, that one was a beauty, folks. Just a zip right over the middle there. Lyons was able to beat his defender on the outside and then cut across the middle, and he got through double coverage and was able to sneak his way into the end zone, and it will all come back now for the Oxford Blackhawks. So 1:12 to go before the half, and still Harpersville-Afton with a 14 to nothing lead here over Oxford.
First and 10.
So this is going to be a first and 10 here, folks. So even though they don't get the touchdown, they still are going to get the first down where Trent Lyons caught the ball. So this is going to be at the 33-yard line. So they still picked up about 20 yards on the play, but the penalty was after the catch there. So Gonzalez is going to drop back now and look for Near in the right back corner of the end zone. For Near, caught it, stays in bounds, and now knocked out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. So Nick Near with a huge catch right on the goal line, knocked out of bounds. So this is going to be a first and goal here for Oxford. So after Trent Lyons, that touchdown was wiped out. It came back, and they were able to start from the spot where Lyons caught the ball. And then a bomb from Gonzalez to Nick Near down on the goal line. He was just shoved out of bounds before reaching for the pylon. So a minute 3 to go before the half, and this will be a first and goal here for Oxford, their second best opportunity of the night. Last time they were down here, they fumbled the ball on the goal line. First and 10, ball is on the 5. Oxford going left to right. Lyons is split out to the left. Near is to the right side, but in the backfield. Cruz is directly behind. Angelo Gonzalez, the quarterback, under center. Gonzalez hands off to Cruz, and Cruz is through for an Oxford touchdown. So 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, and it's 14-6. Cruz, the freshman, gets the handoff there from Gonzalez and punches it in for 6. So that's the momentum there that the Blackhawks were looking for. And it looks like Chris Martin will come out and attempt the extra point here for the Blackhawks. Martin is also a backup quarterback and a sophomore here, wearing number 1. Will come out for the extra point, and appears one of the Hornets is down on the far side. Maybe a cramp there. It looks like he's having a little trouble getting off the field here after the touchdown. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break here, folks. 58 seconds to go before the halftime break, and Oxford gets a touchdown on a run from Xavier Cruz, and it's 14-6 with 58 seconds to go before the halftime break. I'm Nate Lull. Again, Harper's Zoaptin leads Oxford 14-6. You're listening to live Friday Night Football here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCBO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Chris Martin, just as we're coming back, is able to punch through the extra point and make it a 14-7 ball game with 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. So for all the little bad luck plays, I think, that have happened here tonight for Oxford, including the fumble and a couple of tip balls that Harper Zoaptin was able to pull down and make a catch on, the Oxford Blackhawks are right in this ball game, folks, down 14-7 with a minute to go before the halftime break, and still a lot of football left to play in the second half. And you can just see out there tonight, it's a great rivalry between these two teams. Of course, Harper Zoaptin and Oxford in the same division. We've said it a few times tonight, came right down to the final play last year, and we knew that Oxford was hungry to have a second chance at them here this season. You're going to want to stay tuned for our halftime report, folks. We'll hear from Harper Zoaptin head coach Tim Petras. Really nice catching up with him, as well as Oxford head coach Jeff Newton. That was in our pregame show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, and our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. So Angelo Gonzalez will kick off here, and Harper Zoaptin will have 58 seconds to work with here, going right to left. The two dangerous threats back to receive the kickoff here, and Josh Wilson and Deion Oakley, the two guys who have scored touchdowns tonight here for the Hornets. So again, a 14-7 lead. This division rival matchup between Oxford and Harper Zoaptin, the Hornets leading the Blackhawks. And so Gonzalez, hand in the air, will kick off under the lights here. A beautiful night for football in Oxford. Gonzalez with the kick. This one will bounce down the field, and it's picked up here by the Hornets. And breaking through up to midfield and now to the outside will be number 21, Justin Mallory. So the ball doesn't make it quite long enough to get to Wilson or Oakley, but a nice job there by Mallory, who's normally just a blocker there, was able to pick it up and pick up about 10 yards and give Harper Zoaptin a nice chance here with good field position with 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. And that first touchdown tonight for the Hornets by Josh Wilson just shows that one play can really break it open, a 50-yard TD run. It was just a sweep to the left, and he got through untouched and was able to go the length of the field there. And so with 50 seconds left, it's not like you just pack it in for halftime. Of course, if you're Harper Zoaptin, you don't want to make any mistakes here and give the ball back to Oxford, but you can certainly get off a couple of plays before the halftime break. Great crowd on hand here on the Oxford side where our broadcast view is. Also on the far side, very packed with Harperville and Afton fans over there. Great showing tonight here. Beautiful night to come out and watch the game. So here is the quarterback, King. He will hand this one off. And through the middle there for Harperville Afton will be Madison Hoover off the pitch there from Tyler King. And let me tell you, folks, huge hit in there by John Heggie. And Silstra was in there as well for Oxford to bring down the Harperville Afton runner there. Again, Madison Hoover, 5'7", 174 pounds, just a junior. Really runs the ball hard. But he had a nice pickup there. It'll be second and four and 20 seconds to go here. I don't know if Harperville Afton is going to have enough time to get off one final play. Clock ticks down to 15. They're going to try to do one more hurry-up play here. Game clock's going to get down to about 10 before the snap. 14 to 7. Harperville Afton leads. There'll be a pitch out to the left side here. And running to the outside and then out of bounds will be Josh Wilson. So 1.8 to go. So Josh Wilson gets around the edge, picks up about 3 on the play, and it looked like he was trying to get out of bounds, maybe pick up a few yards, so maybe the Hornets can go for one deep bomb here. Not exactly sure what they're going to try to do here. It'll be a third and one. They're into Oxford territory, going right to left. Ball is on the 41. Now let's see if maybe they go for a deep pass here. We'll see. One wide receiver, that's Deion Oakley, to the right side, and nope, they'll just take a knee.